Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome in to Vern's Post Game Show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
Yeah, well, we had fun yesterday, didn't we, Royals fans? Boy, oh boy, it is a final from Minneapolis. Royals fall in the finale by four, and it really wasn't even that close. 8-4 the final score. The ninth inning made it interesting somewhat, but Brady Singer has the worst start of his career and just didn't give his team a chance to win. Very disappointing. Really the story of the game. Brady Singer gives up 8 earned runs and records 8 outs. In a game that I was juiced for, to see Singer and Sonny go at it. Sonny Gray held up his end of the bargain. Brady Singer did not. I know there's no one more disappointed than Brady. No need to make, you want to say no need to make too much of it. But then you look at the rest of this rotation right now and you think, boy, if Singer isn't our parachute, if Singer's not the guy that we can turn to every fifth day and say, save us, stop the bleeding, give us a chance to win, well then, who can you? Brady Singer with an ERA north of 8 through 6 starts this season. 29 and two-thirds innings pitched, 29 strikeouts, 28 earned runs. 6 starts for Brady Singer. And you look at the rest of the rotation. Greinke, ERA north of 6. Jordan Lyles, ERA north of 6. We're going to see Ryan Yarbrough try and trick the Baltimore Orioles coming up on Tuesday night. And the guy with the best ERA, it appears to be a mirage with Brad Keller. You can't convince me that a guy that has 24 strikeouts and 24 walks can proudly boast his sub-4 ERA. Yeah, just a very disappointing afternoon at the ballpark today when you get that type of performance from Brady Singer. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. That's also the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Just shoot us a text at 913-586-7610. So the boys now board a flight for Kansas City. They enjoy an off day tomorrow at home and then open up a 10-game homestand Tuesday night. And look, the 10-game road trip, the longest as far as games are concerned, the longest of the season, it ends with a record that we expected. I was asked by one of you when this thing started, what is my expectation? What are you hoping for in these 10 games? And it was a win in every city. Give me a win in Anaheim. Give me a win in Arizona, and give me a win in Minnesota. They did that. They met my expectation, but, well, as we've all learned, the month of April has really lowered the bar. As far as it comes to our baseball team, this month of April that ends with a record of 7-22, the worst 29-game start to a season in franchise history, matching that of that pitiful 2006 ball club. But a 3-7 road trip, they return home. You got Baltimore on Tuesday. And maybe this, well, I know this is me being just a sports radio guy, but I always think of, you know, like touch them all. I'm always thinking about the storylines, always thinking about what Bob and Josh are going to talk about, or Cody and Gold, what's C-Doc going to bring up on his show. What's the narrative going to be surrounding this ball club this week? Now, I'm not a complete idiot. I understand that tomorrow and honestly, for quite a while, the Chiefs are going to dominate the conversation. The NFL draft and us patting ourselves on the back in Kansas City for doing just an outstanding job of attracting more than 300,000 people to the draft. Now, I understand the Chiefs are going to garner the lion's share of the headlines, but will the Royals come up in your office, at your workplace, on your campus, at your school, wherever you may be on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? Do the Royals puncture the conversation? Do they find themselves in there? 913-586-7610. This was my fear. This was everyone's fear. Was that the draft would show the Royals the door. As far as not even being front page, but being discussion worthy amongst you and your other sports-loving friends. I think you needed this one today. You needed a strong effort from Brady Singer, and you needed to win this game. So when the Royals conversation does start to percolate on Tuesday, that it's a 4-6 road trip. Singer looked good. The offense appears to be coming around. We could have some good vibes as a 10-game homestand opens up, especially a homestand that is tagged with 7 against the only two teams in the world that are as bad as you right now, and that's Oakland and Chicago. It's 3 with Baltimore, 3 with Oakland, and then 4 against Chicago. 913-586-7610. Now, listen, you know, I you guys know me. You know I'm here no matter what. I ain't going anywhere. We got 133 more games to go this season. And no, I do not plan on coming on after every loss and just whining and complaining and moaning and groaning about, oh, it's not as fun as I hoped it would be. We're going to turn the page. We'll start looking towards 2024, building for 2025. And I can feel a little bit more at ease turning the page because we're thankfully about to turn the calendar to May. I just refuse to wave a white flag in April. But now that May's here, okay. I mean, we might get there in the next, shoot, we might get there this homestand. We might be waving that white flag. I might do it tomorrow. I'm not even on the air. I just might be sitting here waving that white flag. So when you have that mentality, when everyone's telling you this isn't an evaluation season, it's not all about wins and losses, okay. I'm not happy about it, but being 29 games in and 15 games below 500, I'm not a fool either. I'm not just going to bash my head against the wall endlessly. I can turn the page and try and find something encouraging, something entertaining, something to talk about. So as I show up today and you realize, okay, if this thing gets out of hand, what can be, and I don't want to call it a silver lining, but what can I, Josh Fern, you're the Royals fan, you the Royals fan, what can we take solace in? Well, first and foremost, it would have been Brady Singer, but then he put forth his worst effort as a pro. So if it's not going to be Brady Singer, well, then give me one of these young hitters or one of these inexperienced big league hitters. One of the guys that are being evaluated in this evaluation season of 2023. And you look at the start.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lineup, really only three names of note. Bobby, Vinny, and Nick Prado. Right? Matt Cotrero always says he's going to play his whole bench. So, yeah, Dozier and Franmil, JBJ and Matt Duffy, they're all in there. Massey's on the bench. Isbell's on the bench. MJ Melendez started the game on the bench. All right. So we really got to search to find something encouraging. Okay, Vinny Pasquantino with a rocket double in the sixth inning. He walks in the third inning. Singles in the seventh. Two-run single in the ninth inning. Okay, so Vinny remains your best offensive weapon. I mean, I want to say your best player, but Bobby's athleticism, despite his 0-for-5 and his rough ABs today, I still got to acknowledge Bobby's the best player, but Vinny's your all-star right now, even though, of course, it's going to be Salvador Perez. But, you know, if we're being honest, what we've seen over the first 29 games, Vinny is that guy, 3-for-4 today with a pair of runs driven in and a run scored as well. Prado went 1-for-4 but had 3 strikeouts. Yeah. Bobby scored a run in the ninth inning, but really didn't do anything spectacular. MJ Melendez with the ninth inning double kept the Royals alive, but his big spot came in the seventh with 2 on and 2 outs. Went down looking at a fastball, rough spot for MJ Melendez. The strikeouts are way too plentiful thus far in 2023. So, yeah, you know, you search for the silver linings. You search for the reasons for encouragement or what's going to get you through the remaining 133 games. And it was hard to find today, ladies and gentlemen. Hard to find. Thank God for that ninth inning to make the final score look a little bit more respectable. Now, the boys are still doubled up in the end. Final score 8-4. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. We get to your phone calls, your text messages, and we head inside that Royals clubhouse after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Burns Post Game Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Royals dropped the finale in Minneapolis, 8-4, the final score. They allow 8 runs for the ninth time this season. Only played 29 games. It's almost 30 of your games. You're giving up at least 8 runs. That's no way to turn things around. Royals off on Monday, open up a three-game series against Baltimore on Tuesday. Ryan Yarbrough, Zach Greinke, Jordan Lyles, the three scheduled starters for Matt Cotrero's Kansas City Royals. If you missed the game, boy, I was fired up for it. Sonny Gray on one side with the best ERA in Major League Baseball. Brady Singer going for the good guys, coming off his best start of the season. Unfortunately, he turned in the worst start of his big league career here in year four for Brady Singer. Now, Byron Buxton got the scoring started in the bottom of the second inning, as only he can. Buxton, talent-wise, is top 10 in the world. Just has a difficult time staying healthy. Well, he's healthy. They're on like a 10-game homestand, or they just wrapped up, the Twins, just wrapped up a 10-game homestand. He slugged 900 for the homestand. Five doubles, five home runs, just absolute domination for Byron Buxton. Second inning, he hits a leadoff double to right center field. Just strong, too, right? We always talk about his athleticism. This dude is strong. Opposite field double. He then tags up and scores, he then tags up, advances to third base on a bullet line drive to right field from Joey Gallo. So he doubles, tags up on a line drive that I would say 90% of big leaguers don't even attempt. So he's on third now with one out. And Nick Gordon lays down a perfect squeeze bunt, and Buxton busts it down the line to score the first run of the game and to give Minnesota a 1-0 lead. But, you know, Brady Singer finishes off that inning with a strikeout looking against Willie Castro, and Singer even made a very nice play on that sack bunt by Nick Gordon. So 1-0 after two innings, that's fine. And yes, the Royals did blow a golden opportunity offensively in that second inning. Edward Olivares with a leadoff single. He steals second, advances to third on an errant throw by the catcher. But then Franmil Reyes and Hunter Dozier go down looking and swinging. And Ali is stranded at third. But still, 1-0 after two. We got so much time left. Singer's got three strikeouts in the first two innings. Okay, still plenty of time. And sure, the Royals blow another opportunity offensively in the third after a one-out double from Matt Duffy. A two-out walk to Vinny Pasquantino. The Royals had runners on first and third with two outs, and Salvador Perez unable to come through, popping out to the second baseman. And then the wheels come off. Brady Singer throws 42 pitches and records two outs in the third inning. Josh Staumont then comes in and needs 17 pitches to record one out. In total, it's a 59-pitch third inning. Seven Minnesota runs come in to score, all seven with two outs. Brutal. Brutal. And really, the worst part about it is not even the Byron Buxton home run that Brady Singer gave up. Because I can live with a solo home run. You're not going to lose because of solo home runs. But it wasn't a solo home run. It was a three-run blast. Because Singer walked Max Kepler with one out. And then walked Carlos Correa with two outs. Three pitches later, Byron Buxton destroys a fastball up and out of the zone. 453 feet. Third deck this bad boy. Buxton is on something different right now. Let me take that back. That's who he is if he could just stay healthy. As a matter of fact, the home run that Buxton hit entering this season, he's only hit a home run on a fastball up and out of the zone three times. He's now done it twice this season. And obviously today against Brady Singer, 453 feet. He just ambushed that bad boy and destroyed it. So a three-run home run makes it 4-0, and then it just gets worse and uglier and just awful and hard to watch. Hard to watch. Seven runs on five hits in that third inning. Yeah, you got to throw in those two walks and a hit batsman. Singer hitting Joey Gallo on the sixth pitch of that at-bat. Gallo just fouling balls off one after the other, and then finally gets plunked on the ankle on a backdoor slider from Brady Singer that missed the back door and instead caught the back leg of Joey Gallo. So, and then the game's over. I mean, we can say whatever we want. We can talk about the resiliency, which I'm not really into right now. You know, when you're 7-22 and holding off with all your might the Oakland Athletics for worst record in Major League Baseball, you're not going to get any participation trophy for me because you kept battling. You're paid millions of dollars to battle, you know. I'm not going to celebrate that. Not this early. You know, maybe in a 100 degree day in August. Sure, yeah, I'll give it up to the guys. Not right now. And it was freezing out there. Sure, it was cold, it was windy, all that. I'm still not giving them much credit. And you know, the bullpen. I don't know what to make of the bullpen today. You know, come on. Yeah, they pitched very well. No doubt. But they were also down big. These aren't pressurized spots for Josh Staumont nor Amir Garrett or Carlos Hernandez or Josh Taylor. They pitched well. And listen, I understand. When you're out there on the mound and there's 17,000 people at Target Field and there's another big leaguer in the box, you're not thinking, hey, there's no pressure on me. No, this is your job. I understand that. But there's a difference between a big league game, a big league inning, a big league at-bat, and big league pressure. Big league pressure was not present. Now, Josh Staumont, again, pitched well. This road trip, Josh Staumont has pitched well. 4 1/3 innings, 9 strikeouts, only 2 hits allowed. Amir Garrett then comes in and puts together his 3rd 5-out appearance as a member of the Kansas City Royals, his first since last May. Carlos Hernandez, his last 3 appearances, 5 2/3 innings, 9 strikeouts, only 1 walk, and only 2 hits allowed. Hasn't given up a run. So yeah, Staumont, Garrett, Hernandez, nice job, but that's about where the praise is going to end. Acknowledge it and move on. I'm not making more of it than what it is. Do that in a big spot. Do that while you're protecting a 1-run lead or holding on to a tie game. 913-586-7610. That's our phone number. It's also the text line number, 913-586-7610. Let's go to the text line. From the 904, Vern, you play to win the game. If winning isn't everything, why do they keep score? It's all about September and October baseball. Yeah, man, I'm with you. I agree. That's why I've refused to turn the page in the month of April, because that is inexcusable for a professional team. I know it happens. Man, it's happened a lot here. But I feel like that's letting them off the hook. Maybe I'm making more out of my position, but if I come on as a show that's supposed to be reflective of the fan base and I'm, oh, well, you know, what are you going to do? It's an evaluation season. You know, obla-di, obla-da. I might be doing that in a month from now, but I can't do it in the month of April. That is, yeah. No, I'm with you. I agree. It's about September and October, but here we are, April 30th, 15 games below 500. It's not in the cards, man. Look at this pitching staff. You really want to scare yourself? Take a look at the pitching staff next year, opening day. Who's on that? Who's in that rotation? I guess we do have some good news today that came from J.J. Piccolo's pregame interview that he does each and every Sunday here on 610 Sports Radio, sitting down with Ryan Lefevre, telling him that Daniel Lynch will start his rehab assignment Tuesday, pitching for the AA Northwest Arkansas Naturals, and if all goes well, he'll make another start after that and with AAA. Okay, so maybe you get Daniel Lynch back in 2 weeks, 3 weeks. All right, well, yeah, hopefully everyone else stays healthy and he can take a spot of someone that needs their spots removed. Also, JJ notes that Drew Waters will start his rehab assignment in Omaha this week. And he's got about, 2-3 weeks he can stay down there. But so long as he hits, get him up here and put him in the lineup just about every single day. But I mean, I say that, but I'd also want Massey in there and Prado and Melendez. I want all of these evaluation guys in there every single day, because if we don't have that, then what in God's green earth do we have? I know what the texter said about September and October. That's what I wish we could still talk about, but you sound like an idiot talking about jockeying for a postseason position at 7-22. Let's go back to the text line, 913-586-7610. Dan and KCK giving some love to Vinny Pasquantino. Yeah, Dan, he deserves it. His seventh career three-hit game, his seventh multi-hit game this year alone. Yeah, almost a quarter of his games, he has multiple hits. And Vinny's reached base multiple times in almost 40% of his starts this season. Now, he's something else. That double he hit was still ringing in the ears of Minnesota defenders. 913-586-7610. I mentioned Byron Buxton, who just absolutely dominated this series and has just dominated for about a week and a half for the Minnesota Twins, had this to say about his team's offense after the 8-4 victory to Bally Sports North.
We know we didn't get the job done yesterday, and we just told ourselves, you know, to come out here and be a little bit more aggressive and put a little bit more pressure on them. And, you know, that's our game.
Yeah, they put pressure on them all right, dropping a 7 spot in the third inning. The Royals offensively paced by the aforementioned Vinny Pasquantino, a multi-hit day from Jackie Bradley Jr., his first as a Royal. And Edward Olivares extends his career-best hitting streak to 9 games. Well, matches his career-best hitting streak at 9 games. Ollie with that leadoff single in the second. He also draws a leadoff walk in the eighth. Ollie hitting .333 during this 9-game hitting streak with an OPS north of 1,000. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. It's also the text line number, 913-586-7610. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Burns Post Game Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
8-4, the final score. Royals dropped the finale of this 4-game series. They had a chance to earn the split. Obviously, falls short, getting doubled up by the Twinkies. Brady Singer with the worst start of his career. 8 earned runs in 2 2/3 innings. Now, listen. Only twice in Singer's career. Now, keep in mind, he was there in the opener in 2020. Now, we like to think of all these guys as forever young. This is Brady's fourth year in the big leagues, and only twice in 69 starts has he given up 8 earned runs. Today and 2 weeks ago. Starts number 66 and 69. Not good. Here's what Matt Cotrero had to say to Bally Sports Kansas City about the performance of his starting pitcher, who fell to 2-3 on the season.
I think he just some mislocations over the spot of the heart of the plate, especially when he was ahead in the count. And the pitch to Buxton didn't even look like that bad a pitch. He just pulled his hands in there and got the barrel on it.
Yeah, that's a nice way to put it. 453 feet, I'd say he got the barrel on it. Terry in Green Bay writes in, Vern, I don't think our pitchers are raiding the zone. Too many walks from our starters on this road trip. Yeah, too many walks and too often an inability to bear down and make big pitches after you issue those walks. You know, just because you issue a walk doesn't mean you can't work around it, you know? I mean, you know that. And Brad Keller did a pretty good job of it yesterday. He walked how many? 5 and only allowed 1 earned run? But Terry, yeah, I understand the point. Yeah, walks 3 today from Brady Singer. Oh, that wouldn't be bad for a normal outing, but when you don't finish the third, yeah, 3 walks way too many. And when I tell you to bet the under on his walks, yeah. Yeah, not a great day for me. Nice day for Jay Binkley. Jay Binkley made you some money earlier today on the double play. 913-586-7610 from the 785. Vern, it's a good thing we don't have to worry about watching this travesty with this awful television deal. Ron in Franklin asks if he believes, or if I believe, that the Royals can win 25 games by the 4th of July. So they get 7 in April, 7 in May, 7 and that's 21. Yeah, they'll be at 25 wins. Because they're going to win more than 7 in the month of May. I guarantee it. From the 816, Vern, at this pace, the Royals will win 37 games. Yeah. It's not great, no doubt. Matt Duffy reached base 3 times today. Duffy made his first start since Monday. Had a one-out double in the third, reached on an error in the 7th, drew a one-out walk in the 9th inning. Even though I'm never excited to see his name in the lineup, I'm glad Matt Duffy's on the team. And you know what? Let me take that back. I said it earlier today. I'm fine with Matt Duffy in the starting lineup. You could put him at third base over Nicky Lopez. I'm fine with that. Unfortunately, for me, he was starting at second base instead of Michael Massey, and instead of Nicky Lopez at third base, it was Hunter Dozier. Dozier goes 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts. And I believe 2 of the strikeouts were on pitches in the dirt. You guys know about the Royals home run celebration, that gladiator helmet that they wear. Did you see the new one or hear about the new one today with the Minnesota Twins? After they hit a home run, they put on like this fishing tackle jacket that says on the back, Land of 10,000 Rakes. This whole thing has jumped the shark. None of it feels genuine. None of it feels authentic. It all just feels very, very forced and therefore very, very whack. 913-586-7610. Spectre's limo driver texting in. Aren't you busy right now? Yeah, he says, Vern, is there anybody in the minor leagues worth giving a shot? Yeah. No one that's necessarily banging the door down, so you're not going to hear me complain that certain call-ups aren't happening, especially now that Nick Prado's here. Now, Drew Waters is the first name that comes to mind, and as I mentioned, he's going to start a rehab assignment this week at Omaha. Daniel Lynch, it's probably name number 2. These are both guys that have at least done something in the big leagues. So Drew Waters, Daniel Lynch, those are the first 2 names to know. Michael Garcia should debut at some point this year, the 23-year-old shortstop that'll likely have to find his way to the big leagues via third base or center field. Garcia 0-for-4 today as the Storm Chasers are barely in front of the Nashville Sounds, 6-5 in the top of the 7th. Michael Garcia's OPS on the season sitting at 702. He has not made an error today. He has 7 errors this season, 5 of them coming at third base, which is a new position for him, but still disconcerting, especially when it seems to some that he might be the heir apparent at the hot corner. Now, if you want to look way down the road, the real heir apparent at third base, maybe Caden Wallace, the second-round pick last year out of Arkansas. He hit a 2-out grand slam today to put Quad Cities in front in the third, would add another base hit a little bit later. He's now hitting 306 with an OPS of 956. And this is a guy that looks like your prototypical third baseman. He's only 21, but 5'10", 205, big tree trunk arms. And again, the kid's got power, a 950 OPS thus far through just over 70 at-bats. So those would be the 2 names that would jump out at me as far as guys that I'm following on a daily basis. Now, of course, Gavin Cross, your top prospect. He went 0-for-3 today. His OPS just a shade above 600, so those guys are at high A, Caden Wallace, Gavin Cross. They're still a ways away. But someone that's going to contribute this year, Drew Waters, Daniel Lynch, Michael Garcia. And, I really can't give you anybody else. There are other interesting prospects, a lot of interesting young pitching prospects down at low A and high A. But they're not going to do anything for you this year. Thanks for listening, and I'm pretty sure Spec needs you to take him somewhere. Joey in Grain Valley's thankful that April is over. Yeah, I am too, but I'm very worried about what the remaining 5 months have in store for us. Raj in the Ozarks, Says Vern, that 7-run inning was painful to listen to. Poor Brady is lost in the woods. Yeah, did not have it. Did not have it. What's this? Rocco Baldelli talking about the fishing vest and what he thinks about it?
I like the vest. I think that's professionally done. It looks sharp and,
it's whack.
I don't know. Useful.
No, I don't care for it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Number 913-586-7610. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Burns Post Game Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
8-4, the final score. Royals drop the finale of this four-game series. They had a chance to earn the split, obviously fall short, getting doubled up by the Twinkies. Brady Singer with the worst start of his career, 8 earned runs in 2 2/3 innings. Now listen, only twice in Singer's career. Now keep in mind, he was there in the opener in 2020. Now we like to think of all these guys as forever young. This is Brady's fourth year in the big leagues, and only twice in 69 starts has he given up 8 earned runs. Today and 2 weeks ago. Starts number 66 and 69. Not good. Here's what Matt Cotrero had to say to Bally Sports Kansas City about the performance of his starting pitcher, who fell to 2-3 on the season.
I think he just some mislocations over the spot of the heart of the plate, especially when he was ahead in the count. And the pitch to Buxton didn't even look like that bad a pitch. He just pulled his hands in there and got the barrel on it.
Yeah, that's a nice way to put it. 453 feet, I'd say he got the barrel on it. Terry in Green Bay writes in, Vern, I don't think our pitchers are raiding the zone. Too many walks from our starters on this road trip. Yeah, too many walks and too often an inability to bear down and make big pitches after you issue those walks. You know, just because you issue a walk doesn't mean you can't work around it, you know? I mean, you know that. And Brad Keller did a pretty good job of it yesterday. He walked how many? 5 and only allowed 1 earned run? But Terry, yeah, I understand the point. Yeah, walks 3 today from Brady Singer. oh, that wouldn't be bad for a normal outing, but when you don't finish the third, yeah, three walks, way too many. And when I tell you to bet the under on his walks, yeah. Yeah, not a great day for me. Nice day for Jay Binkley. Jay Binkley made you some money earlier today on the double play. 913-586-7610 from the 785. Vern, it's a good thing we don't have to worry about watching this travesty with this awful television deal. Ron in Franklin asks if he believes, or if I believe, that the Royals can win 25 games by the 4th of July. So they get 7 in April, 7 in May, 7 in, that's 21. Yeah, they'll be at 25 wins. Because they're going to win more than 7 in the month of May. I guarantee it. From the 816, Vern, at this pace, the Royals will win 37 games. Yeah. It's not great, no doubt. Matt Duffy reached base 3 times today. Duffy made his first start since Monday. Had a one-out double in the third, reached on an error in the 7th, drew a one-out walk in the 9th inning. Even though I'm never excited to see his name in the lineup, I'm glad Matt Duffy's on the team. And you know what? Let me take that back. I said it earlier today. I'm fine with Matt Duffy in the starting lineup. You could put him at third base over Nicky Lopez. I'm fine with that. Unfortunately, for me, he was starting at second base instead of Michael Massey, and instead of Nicky Lopez at third base, it was Hunter Dozier. Dozier goes 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts. And I believe 2 of the strikeouts were on pitches in the dirt. You guys know about the Royals home run celebration, that gladiator helmet that they wear. Did you see the new one or hear about the new one today with the Minnesota Twins? After they hit a home run, they put on like this fishing tackle jacket that says on the back, Land of 10,000 Rakes. This whole thing has jumped the shark. None of it feels genuine. None of it feels authentic. It all just feels very, very forced and therefore very, very whack. 913-586-7610. Spectre's limo driver texting in. Aren't you busy right now? Yeah, he says, Vern, is there anybody in the minor leagues worth giving a shot? Yeah. No one that's necessarily banging the door down, so you're not going to hear me complain that certain call-ups aren't happening, especially now that Nick Prado's here. Now, Drew Waters is the first name that comes to mind, and as I mentioned, he's going to start a rehab assignment this week at Omaha. Daniel Lynch, it's probably name number 2. These are both guys that have at least done something in the big leagues. So Drew Waters, Daniel Lynch, those are the first 2 names to know. Michael Garcia should debut at some point this year, the 23-year-old shortstop that'll likely have to find his way to the big leagues via third base or center field. Garcia 0-for-4 today as the Storm Chasers are barely in front of the Nashville Sounds, 6-5 in the top of the 7th. Michael Garcia's OPS on the season sitting at 7.02. He has not made an error today. He has 7 errors this season, 5 of them coming at third base, which is a new position for him, but still disconcerting, especially when it seems to some that he might be the heir apparent at the hot corner. Now, if you want to look way down the road, the real heir apparent at third base, maybe Caden Wallace, the second-round pick last year out of Arkansas. He hit a 2-out grand slam today to put Quad Cities in front in the third, would add another base hit a little bit later. He's now hitting .306 with an OPS of .956. And this is a guy that looks like your prototypical third baseman. He's only 21, but 5'10", 205, big tree trunk arms. And again, the kid's got power, a .950 OPS thus far through just over 70 at-bats. So those would be the 2 names that would jump out at me as far as guys that I'm following on a daily basis. Now, of course, Gavin Cross, your top prospect, he went 0-for-3 today. His OPS just a shade above 600, so those guys are at high A, Caden Wallace, Gavin Cross. They're still a ways away. But someone that's going to contribute this year, Drew Waters, Daniel Lynch, Michael Garcia. And, yeah, I really can't give you anybody else. There are other interesting prospects, a lot of interesting young pitching prospects down at low A and high A. But they're not going to do anything for you this year. Thanks for listening, and I'm pretty sure Speck needs you to take him somewhere. Joey in Grain Valley's thankful that April is over. Yeah, I am too, but I'm very worried about what the remaining 5 months have in store for us. Raj in the Ozarks says, Vern, that 7-run inning was painful to listen to. Poor Brady is lost in the woods. Yeah, did not have it. What's this? Rocco Baldelli talking about the fishing vest and what he thinks about it?
I like the vest. I think that's professionally done. It looks sharp and, you know.
It's whack.
I don't know. Useful.
No, I don't care for it. Not a fan of it. I mentioned Nick Prado, one of three of the inexperienced Royals. You know, if you're still dialed into this team, you're obviously not focused on wins and losses. You're focused on the future. Prado did get a base hit. I know I mentioned the three strikeouts, and since returning, he's 6-for-12. I think you're impressed with that, happy with that. I'm just glad he's here, not wasting away at AAA. Excited to see when Drew Waters ultimately returns, as the Royals' offense today goes 2-for-13 with runners in scoring position. And you knew it was going to be difficult going up against a guy in Sonny Gray that in his last 9 meetings with Kansas City is a perfect 9-0 with a sub-2 ERA. Sonny Gray just wrapped up the first month of the season. 6 starts, he hasn't given up a home run. He's got an ERA of 0.77 heading into the month of May. The guy is just locked in right now. Here's what he had to say to Bally Sports North.
I just think being aggressive, being on the attack, and locating pitches, just staying on the attack, not giving in, but also knowing when to challenge a guy. In a certain spot, knowing when to challenge a guy, but also knowing to not give in, and it just takes one pitch, just to make one pitch to get soft contact, or just to get this or to get that. So I think it's a combination of everything: being aggressive, understanding hitters, understanding where their weaknesses are, understanding what your strengths are, and then knowing that you don't have to give in. You can make a quality pitch in a count that may be in a hitter's favor. Just make one quality pitch after another, and then it just kind of, you know, it just is. I think being ultra competitive with a runner on base, go ahead and be ultra competitive, but continue to stay on the attack. I think it's helpful.
1-for-7, the Royals went with runners in scoring position against the gentleman you just heard from, Sonny Gray. The lone hit came from Salvador Perez in the 6th inning, as Salvi now has a 5-game hitting streak in which he's 9-for-19. And then the run scoring just one pitch later, Edward Olivares with an RBI ground out. But add it all up, it's still an 8-4 loss at the hands of the Minnesota Twins. It's a 3-7 homestand, and the boys now take tomorrow off before opening up a 3-game series against the Baltimore Orioles. I don't have Baltimore's pitching plans just yet, but I would imagine that offense that they've been pounding teams with throughout this season, I would have to imagine that offense is going to show up to Kauffman Stadium Tuesday night. I know it's a big yard and it's tough to hit home runs. I have a feeling the Orioles team, that's plus 25 right now run differential, which is, what, fourth best in Major League Baseball? I feel like that offense is going to travel. So the Royals will counter with Ryan Yarbrough Tuesday night, 6:40 for the first pitch. I'll be live from Kauffman Stadium, live at Craft and Draft, with the On Deck show beginning at 5:30. Zach Greinke goes Wednesday night, and then Jordan Lyles in the finale on Thursday afternoon. Pack a lunch, ladies and gentlemen. Month number 2 comes your way starting on Tuesday night. Chris Unocero, thank you very much for the help. Kansas City, enjoy your day off. Well done with the draft as well. Talk to you Tuesday from the K. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.